Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals has now ruled that a Texas school board can continue its practice of opening up its meetings with student-led prayers. This is a great victory for the Constitution and a big setback to the atheist organization, the so-called American Humanist Association, which brought the lawsuit. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications at Liberty Counsel. You know, Matt, there have been several Supreme Court cases. There's two, one a long time ago, and a more recent one about prayer at these various kinds of governmental board meetings or public meetings. One was about prayer before state legislators and state legislatures across the country. This was the Marsh versus Chambers case, and the Supreme Court many years ago said that that's constitutional because they looked at legislative prayer in Congress actually predating the First Amendment. And the same people who drafted the First Amendment also participated in opening up prayer with every legislative session. So how could they draft something that was making unconstitutional their very acts? Makes sense. Then people argued, well, that doesn't apply to the local level, like cities and counties. And the Supreme Court of the United States, just a couple years ago, in the Town of Greece case, said, oh, yes, it does. The same principle applies, and they upheld prayer where the county commissioners or the governmental officials had most of the prayers in Jesus' name, most of the Christian prayers. They upheld that. Then the last vestige is now some people say, well, it doesn't apply to school boards because you have young children sometimes coming to the school board meetings. And the Federal Court of Appeals in a 3-0 decision said, yes, it does apply to school boards. It's no different than the local legislative meetings or the state legislative meetings. So this is a good victory for prayer at these events.
Right. And, you know, they say don't mess with Texas. Don't mess with the Constitution. Don't Absolutely. Mess with the First Amendment free exercise clause here. And clearly, you know, it's those 10 words that the left, the counter-constitutionalists, anti-Christian organizations have grabbed onto. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Congress, we're talking about Congress here. The law expressly refers to Congress making a Christian denomination, a national federal religion, particular Christian denomination. That's it. And we know historically from the writings of Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Rush and others that that's exactly what they were referring to. So if clearly the high court has ruled over and again, certainly that Congress can open in prayer, which is expressly identified in the so-called Establishment Clause, it's just silly to keep going down the line all the way to the school board, which gets further and further away from our United States Congress in terms of power and scope and so forth at the federal level. So this American Humanist Association and the church-state separatists suffered another major blow here.
You know, we certainly do commend the court's decision in this case. You know, America was founded upon prayer, and prayer has been a common practice since the very beginning. And I guess, you know, Matt, it just reinforces what we do at Liberty Counsel to stand for these rights and stand for that privilege of prayer.
Yeah, prayer, like I said, predated the First Amendment. And how did it begin in our country as a result of these kind of meetings? It began with Benjamin Franklin during Absolutely. The early constitutional conventions. During those constitutional conventions where they were debating after the Revolution what to do, what kind of form of government are we going to have? People had one view, people had another view. The different states had, you know, the Virginia proposal or this proposal or that proposal. And they had as many opinions, yes, as they did, no. And so it started to fall apart. At that point in time, Franklin stood up, and he has this famous speech where he talks about, unless God builds a house, we're not going to be any better than the builders of Babel, that God governs in the affairs of men. Mm-hmm. And have we now forgotten our most powerful friend, or do we think that we no longer need him? And he Right. implored everyone from that point on, every time they deliberate, to begin their deliberations with prayer. They did. They had a long prayer, not just a short little 60-second, two-minute prayer, but a long prayer meeting. It was the turning point that ultimately brought America founding together. And out of that came the United States Constitution and later the Bill of Rights, which is the First Amendment. That's why the Supreme Court, when they reviewed that history, said prayer's been with us from the very beginning. It's been the foundation of who we are. It cannot be unconstitutional. It's the very people who started prayer that actually later drafted the First Amendment and continued to pray.
And we see what's happening in this country as we continually push God away and push prayer out of the scene. You see what's happening as a result.
You know, they constantly also quote Franklin as the deist and the big church state separatist. Let me read that quote real quick. He says, this is, again, as you pointed out, Matt, he's calling for prayer to overcome an impasse in the very first constitutional convention. He says, I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, it is probable that an empire cannot rise without his aid. He called for prayer at that point. There, how long did they pray, Matt?
Several hours. Yeah,
awesome. Yeah,
yeah. It wasn't just a little bless this meal and
right.
Go on and eat.
Yeah, rub it up, dove. Thanks for the grub.
Yeah, and it just doesn't fit the narrative that the left has adopted.
Yeah, well, in this case, since 1997, the Birdsville School Board in Texas, they have been allowing students, typically in elementary or middle school, to open up the board meetings with prayer. Oftentimes, the students on their own, they don't tell them what to pray or how to pray. Mm-hmm. They refer to Jesus Christ. Sometimes the students might invite audience members to pray. Board members often stand and bow their heads during the invocation. The lawsuit sought to stop all of that, and it was rejected by a 3-0 decision. It was not a split decision. They ultimately said that this is more like a legislative rather than a classroom setting. You know, people say, well, maybe there's young people that show up. Well, you know, maybe there's young people that show up in the state legislature. Maybe there's young people that show up and they're sitting in the galley in Congress. Does that mean that just because a young person is there, that that's unconstitutional? It doesn't mean that at all.
What a great example to them, if anything.
Yeah.
You know,
so this is great application of this particular decision. I don't know whether they'll take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. I have no doubt that the American Humanists will ask the United States Supreme Court, but I don't know whether the Supreme Court will take the case. I think it's a solid decision based upon not only history, but clearly Supreme Court precedent as well. The case that came out most recently was in 2014. It was the Town of Greece case. And it involved opening prayer in upstate New York to start board meetings with prayer. It wasn't a school board, but it was a local governing body. And that applied the previous precedent that had been applied at the state legislative level, Matt.
Yeah. And you mentioned here the Supreme Court. I mean, the Supreme Court has already effectively ruled in 2014 on something very similar to this. And there's no reason to believe with a Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch, who has been a longtime proponent of the First Amendment and the Constitution in interpreting it from an originalist standpoint, there's no reason to believe that the Supreme Court would not again uphold this case, even if they opted to hear it.
Yeah, well, it's clear that the country was founded on prayer, as you say, Holly, and the history shows that unequivocally. There's groups like the American Humanist Association, the ACLU, or Freedom From Religion Foundation. They want to wipe out that history. They want to eliminate any reference to God or prayer anywhere that they find it. But the fact of the matter is, the First Amendment was designed to prevent the federal government from establishing a national religion and imposing it on the states. A short prayer does not establish a religion, whether it's on the federal, state, or local level. A short prayer does not establish a religion. Those people in that audience, whether they're in Birdsville or wherever they might be, they're not being coerced to believe a particular way.
Right.
They're not being disenfranchised if they don't stand, if they choose not to stand or they choose to have a different belief. They can still get up and they can vote. They can still get up and they can interact with the members of the board. It doesn't establish a religion at all. That's what the First Amendment was designed to do, to prevent the federal government from establishing religion across the country. This was a great decision. Continue to keep Liberty Counsel in your prayer as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family across the country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Learn about some of our other ministries with Liberty Counsel, Christians in Defense of Israel, Covenant Journey, which is a powerful program for young college students. And go and watch the Why Israel Matters series. You can watch that by clicking on lc.org, click on the icon, and remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.